This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Supreme Court today upheld the law in Oregon that allows doctors to help terminally ill patients commit suicide. NPR's Nina Totenberg is here to talk about the decision. Hello.
Hi.
Well, let's get back quickly to the law itself. Could you describe it for us?
The law allows doctors to prescribe lethal narcotics to Oregon residents who've been certified by two physicians as psychologically unimpaired and having less than 6 months to live.
And the statute is the only one of its kind in the country. It was adopted by referendum.
Yes, it was approved by the voters twice, the second time by a very large margin. The Clinton administration concluded there was no basis for challenging it in court, but the Bush administration reversed course, went to court, lost twice in the lower courts, and then lost again today in the Supreme Court by a 6-3 vote.
So what were the facts of the case? What was the basis for the court's ruling?
This case involved the Attorney General's interpretation of a regulation under the Controlled Substances Act, which allows doctors to prescribe potentially lethal drugs in conformance with their professional practice. And the Attorney General concluded that assisted suicide is not a legitimate medical use of federally regulated drugs and that it's therefore illegal. The Supreme Court, however, concluded that, first of all, Congress never intended such a thing, that the Controlled Substances Act was meant to prevent drug trafficking and drug abuse, meaning recreational drug use. And second, that the federal law, as Justice Kennedy wrote, requires the Attorney General to ensure compliance with the law, not to decide what the law is, and that the Attorney General does not have the power to make a judgment like he made in this case, and that he didn't even follow the usual rules for setting out this kind of a legal interpretation. Third, the court said that Congress regulates medical practice to prevent doctors from using their prescription writing authority to engage in illegal drug trafficking, and that beyond that, the court said, the act indicates no desire to regulate the practice of medicine, an area traditionally left to the states.
So quite a strong ruling against the administration's position, 6-3 decision. And of the dissenters?
The dissenters were Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Chief Justice Roberts. And they said that in their view, the Attorney General was justified in his interpretation of the law.
So Chief Justice John Roberts, what does this ruling tell us about him?
Well, it probably tells us that he's about as conservative as perhaps his opponents might have feared and his supporters had hoped.
All right. And I mean, one of the first big, obviously, rulings that we have really seen him weigh in on and make.
Well, since he didn't write the dissent, you don't want to say that there's more to this than meets the eye. And a justice's career lasts a very long time. And this is the first big case.
So let's go back to that law. How many people have died under Oregon's Death with Dignity law?
208, according to the statistics that the state keeps. That's out of some 64,000 who had similar conditions.
And what people will, of course, want to know is, does it involve a constitutional right to die?
No. The court several years ago said there is no constitutional right to die, but that the states, the court implied very strongly, are free to legislate in this area. That's what Oregon did. It's gone all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has said you can go ahead and do it.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thanks very much.
Thank you.